I think he's John Gibbons with another Mo Salah special, because it's huge news. It's huge, you know, in terms of Liverpool Football Club. It's huge in terms of football. And I'm very delighted to be joined by Melissa Verdi, who has written a book about Mo Salah called Only Mo Salah, which is coming out in the next couple of months. And Mel, it must have been a very busy day, few days for you. Did you know that it was coming? Did you anticipate that it was coming? Or was it just the biggest shock for you as everyone else?
I wouldn't say shock, just in terms of an announcement that you weren't expecting at that particular time of that particular day. But in terms of how the season has felt for him, how when you do a book and you get so close to a person through the lens of teammates and backroom staff, coaches, friends, the community, you start to understand this very rounded view of them. And then you start to notice things that, with all this body of information you've got, that feels different, that looks different. And I think for us, knowing Mohamed Salah and what he's achieved with Liverpool and how he's achieved it, it's come with a smile on his face, a happiness, a sense of freedom and proper enjoyment at being part of it all. And you've not seen that even visibly from him this season. And so I think mentally there's been a sea change. He doesn't feel as happy in his football. There isn't that sense of belonging and perhaps that sense of peace that he has had for years. And then I think physically as well, when you're so used to him being available, the fact that he's injured at present and is missing international duty for Egypt, which takes a lot for him to not be at Egypt service, I think is also saying that physically he's not where he would like to be or want to be.